Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown. Four rounds, multiple games, one winner, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match against Neo right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com. Everybody games.
That's right. What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 20th day of March 2026. And tonight, folks, back. Well, this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week. Who will be the first to pledge tonight? Will it be you? Call 888-281-1110. Call now and you'll know forever that you were the first to pledge on this Friday night. 888-281-1110. Remember what happens on Friday nights around here. Or 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. Who will be the first to pledge? Now, tonight, back there in the phone booth, we have heroes of the faith, those that are down doing the hard work back there, Eric and Carl tonight. And then standing against the forces of Friday night darkness, like a mighty sentry, none other than Mighty Andrew.
That's right. Good evening, Pastor.
You heard the cackle. She's the queen of cackle. Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
He's got Andrew's back against the darkness tonight. That's the elder Randall Barkley.
Good evening, everyone. God is sovereign and in control.
Amen. And so, from the Lone Star State, the legendary enemy of evil, and the stalwart statesman, Big John McTernan.
Pastor Ernie, I couldn't wait for the accolades, but God bless you and all our listeners, and may this be a wonderful night, and may there be no interference in the name of Jesus.
Well, what we're going to do, I'm going to start out because we have a long, long time friend, a good friend of mine, Tony Mazzoni, and well, he's not as old as I am, but he ain't no kid. He injured his back. And he's with a sore back, he's still working. Now, his lovely wife, who was a part of this ministry for a long time, and boy, do we miss her. She was a great help. Dale, she calls me and says, Pastor, please pray for Tony. He's even though he's injured, he still goes to work. And I says, you know, us men can get that way at times. And so we're going to pray for him. So I'm going to start out by praying for him. And then I want you and Elder both to pray that the Lord keeps us up on the air. Remember, it was last month at this time, the last night of the Pledge Week, they took us down from coast to coast, every single station they took us down on. And that really hit us hard. And so we need to make up for that tonight. It would be really good if we could really make up for that. In fact, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start out tonight myself. But put me down for $1,000.
All right.
$1,000 pledge. There you go. We need to get a good start on that. All righty. Let's pray. Join with me, coast to coast, folks, and pray for Tony. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold up Tony and just ask, Lord, that you would intercede at this time. I know he's determined on going out and doing his job, and I know, boy, I know it myself, what it's like to have back problems. I had my own. And so, Lord, I just would pray that you would be with him. Lord God, that you would touch him, that you would heal him, Lord, completely and totally. Then you would use him to the maximum so that he hears those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And Lord, the very same thing for his lovely wife, who has been such a blessing to us in the ministry over the years, Dale, that you would bless her likewise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right. Okay, so who can match me? $1,000 right out of the chute. Can someone match us tonight? $1,000 right out of the chute. We could use a good match because, like I said, we got hit hard last. But we didn't back off. We kept fighting the fight and heading. Oh, good. Patricia in New Jersey pledges $100. Thank you, all right. Patricia. There you go. Officially, she says I'm here. She's the first pledger.
All right.
We're all ready. Okay. Now, you guys, go ahead, Elder. You start. Pray that the good Lord keeps us on the air. Goes against those that come against us tonight.
Amen. Father God, we are so thankful tonight, Lord God, that we can call on you, Sovereign God. We thank you for the fact that you hear us tonight. You said that men ought to always pray and not to faint. Lord God, your word declares that the prayers of the righteous, they availeth much. And Lord God, we thank you for that righteousness of Jesus Christ being imputed to us, Father God. And so, Father God, we call on you tonight. You said without faith, it is impossible to please you, Father God. If any man will come to God, he must first believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so, Father God, we seek you tonight. And Father God, we want to say thank you, Lord God. We are thanking you because, Lord God, time after time, month after month, year after year, you have made a way, Father God. And we're calling on you tonight to touch the hearts of the people, Lord God, that they might, Lord God, give, Lord God, willingly, Lord God, and also excited about the fact that they can share in the promotion of the gospel, Lord God, and things that would help, Father God, other people in other areas, Lord God. And so we are reminded, Lord God, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You own the cattle on a thousand hill. So there is no lack, Father God. All we have to do is make up our mind to be faithful, Lord God, and you will carry us through, Lord God. So again, Lord God, you still provide, you still perform miracles, you still cause walls to fall. And so, Father God, we pray that your hand would be against the enemy tonight, Father God. So many times on Friday nights, Lord God, the enemy will try to stop the airways, Lord God. We know that he's the prince of the power of the air, but you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And so, Father God, we call on you that your hand might be against the enemy tonight. There's nothing too hard. There's nothing impossible for you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Go ahead, John. Thank you.
Yeah, Abba Father, we are before you, and this is serious, Lord. We noticed this pattern through the years that Friday night, if there's trouble, if there's like technical trouble, it seems to hit on Friday night. Now, there was a big, there was a fire there 2 weeks ago now, and maybe, Lord, that was what the problem was in those tables. But we're asking now that you would intervene and that we could continue without this interruption. Lord, this week is very important for fundraising so we can stay on the air. So we're asking that today that the show would go smooth, that there'd be no technical problems, and that the people could hear and be able to get in to make the gifts so that we could keep the show on the air. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Thanks, John. Amen. Thanks. All right, Peter in Massachusetts pledges 300. Thank you,
all
Peter.
All right, Peter.
The phone number is credit card line 888-281-1110. Again, credit card line 888-281-1110. The other line is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Tonight we have, well, go ahead, announcer Barkley.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, we have a couple of specials here tonight for anybody that is donating. The first one is going to be oil and water. And this is written by none other than our very own Pastor Richard Lewis. And anybody that makes a donation of $15, we will make sure that we get you. This is a short read, but powerful. Oil and water, it talks about the government and the church do not mix. Also, from our very own in this studio here, and ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, Pastor just got a haircut, and he looks like he's 20 years younger. All he needs is that black jacket and flip the collar up. He looks like the Fonz.
Yeah.
But at any rate, this offer is for part five and part six of Pastor Ernie's life. Part five covers his personal history around the famous Lucasville prison riots, face-to-face conflict with evil, rogue judges, and more behind the scenes. That is in the part five series, and then in part six is a full is full of incredible and hard to believe stories from the life of Pastor Ernie Sanders, including some powerful moments of seeing God's hand at work. There's never been a dull day in 50 years of What's Right, What's Left Ministries. And we have both of these. This is for a donation of $25. You can get part five, or for $40, you can get both of these for that donation. And then lastly is God's Design for Marriage. This is also written by our very own Pastor Lewis. This book, we will give to you for a donation of 50 or more. And this is, again, about God's design for marriage. And then just to add to that, this is not just for the adults. This here says going over these sections, especially the first six, with young teenagers can be very rewarding. Try to accomplish this before they are operating on their hormones. That's important too. This can be done with children, grandchildren, or great grandchildren. So again, this book is multi-purpose, if you would, not just for the husbands and wives, but for the upcoming children. So those are our special offers for tonight. Call in, call in, call in. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. We need to get started tonight. So the title of the message this week was They Came Out From Us. And, boy, we've been all over the Bible with this. There's so much involved. But we're going to finish tonight in Numbers chapter 21, starting from verses 1 through 9. And so, Big John, go to the book of Numbers chapter 21. Again, that's chapter 21. And we'll start. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoner. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people unto my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel, and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. Now, here, there was a large tribe of Canaanites living in Arad, in the southern reaches of that promised land. And this was the very first encounter, that Israel had going into the promised land. So, They began wars of conquest from this point. Now, the attack by the Canaanites was unprovoked and resulted in the defeat by the Israelites and the total destruction of their cities. The next would have to face the Amorites and then the Moabites, and they were trying to bypass. They didn't want to have to go at it with the Edomites, too. But God was with them. You know, if you're in obedience to God, God will never let you down, huh?
That's right.
And so, and then we see here in verse 4, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore, have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. How does that apply today? We see what's happening. Lord's willing, I'm going to be preaching a message, and the title would be something like, Did God Really Say That? Because people really aren't paying attention. And here, God brought them out of Egypt so quickly they forgot.
Yeah.
And the people in this country so quickly forget how God has blessed them. How would that be right now? We have high oil prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, up till ever since Trump got into office, gas prices have been going down.
Right.
Under Biden, they hit $5 a gallon. Now, and that was done on purpose.
Yeah.
That was done on purpose. They wanted us to go off of oil and gas and go to sunlight and wind power and so on and so forth.
Electric cars, all that. Yeah.
And so, but how quickly people forgetting now and are complaining and crying about how, you know, how bad things are getting, some of them. Mm-hmm. Although it's an interesting thing because they took a poll and that the MAGA poll, the supporters of Trump, found out the CNN couldn't believe it. 100% of the people supported Trump. That was, you know, they said nobody, there's never 100% of anything at this time. What do you think about all that, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, when I put this in context about in numbers here, the Lord has done mighty miracles already. Parting the Red Sea, and hasn't manna been coming down now? Isn't the Lord providing them with manna?
Well, they were complaining about that. That they called that manna light bread. They said they've been having enough of that manna right now. Okay.
Yeah, they said they loathed. They loathed it. And they defeated the Egyptians, and it's they had no faith, Pastor Ernie. We have to trust the Lord. As long as we're faithful and we're in prayer, we're earnestly in prayer, there's a time that we have to trust Him in faith, just like the children of Israel did here, and they failed.
Woe is thee of little faith, huh?
Yeah.
You know, the thing of it is
Look how he delivered them from Egypt, and here they're crying for a little test of their faith. They're crying.
Well, it was their disobedience that got them into Egypt to begin with, wasn't it? And so just like it was the disobedience that brought on the flood. And so now here, how quickly they forget. But God says, look, he don't want to hear the whining and the moaning and the grumbling and the complaining. And so is it good a thing to push back against God? Let's read the next verse, verse 6. Go ahead and read verse 6, Randy.
Hold on.
Okay.
I can get it.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died.
Okay, so that shows you God wasn't happy with them, huh?
No.
So I want to stop right here for a second and say, Sheila in Michigan pledges 100. Sheila, next, thank you, Sheila. And that number, let me give those numbers out again because it's very important tonight. We must have a good night. The numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And I want to say, I don't want to be like the people of Israel complaining there like they did out there. I want to say thank you. We really, really appreciate what God has done for us here, the blessings using his people to help us. And so the Lord sent fiery service among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Now, God plans ahead, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, God really plans ahead. I mean, to him, you know, 10,000 years is nothing, right? And so...
Absolutely. You know, Pastor, one of the things that stands out with this, just as Brother John was talking about, is how they loathed the bread that they were getting. And this, we have to be so careful because people can become ungrateful, unthankful. We are supposed to be thankful for what we have. And it reminds me of Romans, where it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And that is a danger. People, we must always be grateful and be thankful. Things may not be the way that we want them, but as Paul said, I have learned that whatsoever state I'm in, I've learned to be content.
Absolutely. All things in moderation too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so now here, so God, now as he's sending him a message in these next verses there, therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord and take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. So here all of a sudden now they're not so spunky, are they? Okay, so now here,
yeah.
And the Lord said unto Moses, make these fiery serpents and set up, you know what, this is just one here of over 40 miracles he did here in the Old Testament here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Now, the fiery serpent represented death. It represented, the serpent represented, it actually represented sin. Just like the serpent in the Garden of Eden, it represented sin. And so what happened, he said, hold that up on a pole.
Mm-hmm.
What was it where they were going to do, where all the sins of the world were going to be put upon one person, and that person was going to be put up.
Yeah.
He was going to be, as Jesus said, they're going to raise me up on mm-hmm. that pole. And so the Lord said, and Moses made a serpent of brass and put upon it in a pole. And it came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Again, now, this was just one of at least 40 miracles during the Exodus, wilderness wanderings. But especially important is a prophecy of the coming work of the Lord Jesus Christ on that cross. As Moses was lifted up, go ahead, John.
Yeah, John 3:14 and 15, Pastor Ernie. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up,
mm-hmm.
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to start right there, and we'll be back right after Amen. This.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law, In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Dickie Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
Alrighty, we are back. And I got to tell you, folks, that number is, well, Danny in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Danny.
Amen.
And that number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Today, kind of one of the heroes of the faith went home to be with the Lord. Chuck Norris had a real testimony. He believed the Lord Jesus Christ as a Christian. And, boy, he had some career. At 86, he went home. He was still active all the way up to the time of 86 years old.
Yeah.
So the Lord blessed him, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And he was quite an influence on a lot of people and very positive. And, boy, the Internet's all lit up with all of the things he's done over all of those years. So, very good.
Yeah, I remember Pastor Ernie, him back in the 1970s with Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they did that one movie together where he defeated, I think, Bruce Lee in the movie. But anyhow, today Trump is suing Harvard University for failing to protect Jewish students. Some were told to leave. They were told by the authorities there at Harvard to leave their classes because they made the Muslims and the communists, who they referred to as some other people here, uncomfortable. And so they're being sued for being anti-Semitism. What do you think about that, John?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there should be people fired. I mean, everything, right up to the criminal, Pastor Ernie.
Remember those people that they made uncomfortable, the ones that were out there marching? They were the ones that were celebrating October 6th, remember? When all those, was it 12,000 people were murdered?
1,200.
Or 1,200 were murdered by the radical Muslims out there.
Pastor Ernie, I want to add to what you said about Canada. In school districts in Canada, they're telling the students that they can't eat lunch during Ramadan because of the Muslims. So the Muslims fast there during Ramadan. So they're telling the students they have to be, they can't eat because, you know, the poor Muslims are fasting.
In England and now the UK, there's about four different things you cannot say. It's jail time. You'll go to jail if you say things, words that offend a Muslim there in the UK. And guess what they're doing? Well, they're coming the same way here in cities all across America. They're electing Muslim mayors.
Hmm.
All right. And folks, and we've been warning you about this for years, for years. Ohio Republican lawmakers are set to restore 24-hour waiting periods for killing of babies at those bloody whorehouses of death called abortion mills. David Young, a Democrat, and in my opinion, as the Bible talks about those judges that have gone a whoring with the devil, in my opinion, it's a whore, said the law was a burden to those that wanted to kill their babies. Hmm. There you go. That's what Democrats do. Senate Democrats voted down Department of Homeland Security. See here, these people right now, again, people out there, a lot of people still don't get it around the country because they're not hearing it, but they're weakening our Department of Homeland Security. They're cutting their, you know, they're defunding them. The Democrats are saying that they want people to feel the pain. They want people to feel the pain. In other words, they believe that they're the ones that should be deciding on, you know, on how this country is run. And, you know, these are the enemies, you know.
What pain? They want us to feel pain for what?
I don't know. Well,
neither do I. That they're just talking about these nonsense. We want the American people to feel the pain. Feel the pain. Of what pain? We had a lot of pain when Biden was president.
You know what is a very rare thing today to find? I've only know of one that I can think of. And that's a Democrat that loves America. One that does not hate America. The only one I can think of right now is Fetterman. And why he stays a Democrat, I don't know. All right. Carmen in Connecticut pledges 100. Thank you, Carmen. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Thank you. U.S. deploys Marines. We maybe have a division of Marines on Craig Island. That's in the Strait of Hormuz. Mm-hmm. Very soon. Maybe as early as tonight. We don't know. But they're, you know, and these people in the news media, they asked President Trump, where are you going to, put the Marines here? You going to put the Marines there? You know, it's like, how dumb is that, right? Like Trump said, yeah, I'm going to tell you people so that they'll be sitting ducks, you know, so the enemy will know what we're going to do, you know.
Amazing.
Democrats, it's like, you know, blessed are the stupid, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but you can predict it, Pastor Ernie. Mm-hmm. You can predict. They're very predictable now, the Democrats.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Susan Rice.
Whatever is against America, whatever hurts the American people, whatever is against God, that's there. They are. They're right there. They're running to the. They're running to it. If it's against God, they're promoting it.
Well, you know, remember Susan Rice? She's back. She was Obama's handler. She's the one that said that the office of the presidency was not challenging enough for Obama's great intellect. That He had such an intellect that even the office of the presidency of the United States was not a challenge for him. And so, but anyhow, Susan Rice has said that, oh, by the way, she said he's not a normal man either. There was one of those when the Antichrist thing where Obama says, I am the one that you've been waiting for. I am then the one that I've been waiting for. The way he said that. Okay?
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Was that out in Denver that he said that?
You know, I don't know, but you're thinking about when they brought in
the pagan temple.
The pagan temple.
And he was
Zeus, the temple of Zeus. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one that
brought in from Germany.
The second church. In Book of Revelation, Ephesians, and the second church. That's where they had the altar of Satan in that.
Do you remember what happened that day? I'll never forget that. I was watching that, and Obama was standing on the steps, and here a fly keeps landing on his lip.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
Remember who is the Lord of the Flies?
Beelzebub.
Yeah. And the hair kept flying, and he would shoo it, and it would come back. He would shoo it, and come back again. The Lord of the Flies. But then, now he stood there with two of his boot-looking generals with him, one on either side. I think one in the Air Force, one I think in the Army. And but he had a rat. A rat came down. A rat walked right across the stairs and stopped right in front of Obama. So here you had a fly and a rat. Come out there to spoil Obama's whole show. God's got a sense of humor, doesn't he?
Well, that fly thing was perfect because you could see it on the screen. You could see it on his face. It wouldn't leave.
Well, you know, New York mayor, moron, man dummy, he signed a bill to send mental health workers out instead of police when you have these violent, crazy people are out there threatening people. So when they have these people, you know, I think he's going to have to replace the mental health workers pretty quick. Okay.
He absolutely is.
When he sends them out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All righty. Hector in Detroit pledges 20. Thank you, Hector. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. But, I mean, did you see there again, Kathy Hochul? Remember what happened back in 2022 when they raised the taxes in New York and all of these millionaires and billionaires were threatening to leave, and Hochul came out, I remember, saying, if you don't like it here, leave, you know? And she was telling them to get on out. We don't want you here if you don't like it. Well, guess what she's saying now? She's saying,
come back,
pardon?
Please come back. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
She's saying that we can't not afford, we simply can't afford to pay all of these people, you know, that are on their welfare there. The illegal aliens and all of that. We can't afford to subsidize it. We can't. If you don't come back, won't you please come back and help us, okay?
Please.
Yeah. And I guess what? I don't think you're going to see him come. In other words, listen, how smart is this? She is saying, would you please come back so we can raise your taxes and lay high taxes on you, okay?
Yes. And she said, if you do it, you're a real patriot. If you leave and you won't pay high taxes, you're not a patriot, Pastor Ernie. But if you come back, that shows you're a real patriot.
I think that patriot spelled I-D-I-O-T. Idiot, okay. Unbelievable. But, and by the way, something else is this is a new one here. The new Mexican drug cartel leader, since they got rid of that last one, since they arrested him, the new one, the new big boss from Mexico, is an American-born citizen. So he's an American-born citizen as the new Mexican drug cartel. And but Trump is not slowing down at all on going after those drug cartels. And we're getting a little bit more help from the Mexican government out there now on that. So that's some good news. Alrighty.
Well, Trump has put like a sort of a NATO together in Central and South America. They had that meeting, Pastor Ernie, about 2 weeks ago or so. It was very recent. And we've already militarily helped Ecuador. In fact, Colombia was very upset because the cartels ran from the Ecuador into Colombia, and Colombia had somehow our equipment was involved, used our equipment to chase the cartels into Colombia and blow them all up. So the Colombian government was all upset that Ecuador crossed the border, cross the border into Colombia to kill the cartels. But and then we supplied boats there on the Pacific Ocean off Ecuador. But this is going to be done with all the countries, Pastor Ernie. They're all signing up for it. In Central, I don't know about all, but a lot of them are signing up for it, where they're going to sort of provide the manpower and we're going to provide the military power, military equipment.
When you think about it, John, we've lost several million over the years, people, especially young people, on fentanyl and that.
Absolutely, Pastor.
And so, and it was
cocaine and other drugs too. You know?
Joe Biden was like a drug lord. He was bringing all the illegals in, bringing in their drugs with them, bringing in child human sex trafficking. Everything that God calls a sin.
Yeah.
Biden was a devil. I mean, that guy was an actual devil, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's some.
And that speaks to, Pastor, some of the people that are upset with Trump because he ran on saying no new wars, and that he was basically going to bring wars to a cease. But you have to understand that the drug war, that was a war. This is a war that has been going on. What's been going on even in Iran since 1979, we have lost countless lives, American lives.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah. So this is a necessary war. And not only that, the word of God tells us that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And so to be upset at Trump because I believe he's dealing with a necessary evil. Listen, we just need to come off of that. That's.
All right. Coach Dwayne pledges 50. Thank you, Coach. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Can I get one pledge to match my 1,000? Can I get one to match my 1,000? Or one to match the 300? Or can I get 100 pledges to match all of the hundreds here? We got a lot of hundreds, okay? So if we can get 100 pledges to match the 100.
Yeah, we'd be in good business.
It'll work, all right.
Yes.
Well, speaking of this, crime in America is dropping. It's dropped to the lowest level. And I'm talking about murder. I'm talking about murder and violent crimes. It's dropped to its lowest level for 125 years. In 125 years, it's the lowest level. Now, there's two reasons for that. And what do you think the two reasons are? Okay, you can tell me one, and John can tell me the other. Go ahead.
Well, I believe that because of the law enforcement has increased. People are actually able to do their jobs in some of these cities.
One reason is the deportation of all of those illegal Democrats that Biden brought in.
Yeah.
That is one reason. What's the other reason, Big John?
Well, Trump had those teams that went into like Washington and Chicago and Memphis and that, and they cleaned the streets, Pastor. All those criminals that were running wild and had warrants and they weren't being arrested. So I think that, especially in the big cities, That definitely had an impact.
So they weren't allowed to go into Chicago, and the crime rate in Chicago hasn't dropped at all. And they're still having those weekends where you get 50, 60 people shot, okay? But, you know, it's an interesting thing, and that is that here they just had those elections in Chicago, a number of them over, and primaries, a number of them, and those, all of those that were sponsored by the squat, you know, the Muslims, the squat, every one of their candidates lost.
Wow.
And now, and they're looking at that, and it's got them all shook up. They're saying this is not a good sign, because up to now, you know, you've had these Muslims been winning.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that, John?
Well, I think that's a really good sign, Pastor Ernie. Mm-hmm. And I, even the problems have gotten so deep here, like now the financial ones, that even the Democrats, the kind of hardened Democrats, they can see the danger this has for the nation.
All right. Even James in Massachusetts pledges $50. Thank you, James. 888-281-1110. Now, they're trying to pass the Save America Act. They're trying to pass that. And here you have 80%, over 80% of the people in this country want that passed. 80%, the polls, okay. Listen to this. 70% of the Democrats want to pass the Save America Act. And over 90% of the Republicans want to pass the Save America Act. And so you never get anything like, you know, where that meant, you know, that much of the population is, you know, in favor of passing an act. But Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats said, no, they're not going to let us pass that act. Chuckie said, first of all, one, he wants in writing, they want a guarantee that there will be no ICE agents at the polls watching who's coming in to vote. Why do you think that they don't want any ICE? By the way, I reminded you, remember what Chuckie said just a couple days ago? Chuckie said, not all illegals vote. So when he says not all illegals vote, he's telling you that some illegals vote, right?
Right.
And they're virtually saying we can't win. We can't win if the illegals can't vote, okay? We can't win a fair and honest and legal election. Mm-hmm. They're telling you that, okay? So they're saying they're going to shut the country down. They're going to put us in danger. They're not going to pay our Coast Guard. The airports already, things are getting bad. You have these air traffic controllers are quitting in large, large numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. They're bringing more. Right now, the Democratic Communist Party in this country is bringing more harm to America than the Iranians are, aren't they? And we're at war with Iran.
Right.
So we know who the real enemies are.
Mm-hmm.
The real enemies of God and country and freedom is the Democratic Communist Party, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. The other one that I was telling you about, the two reasons, was the closing of the border. That's the number one reason why the crime is down. And so, and that's good news. Here's some other good news. Two of those unclean, screaming women that were attacking the ICE agents, one was from California and the other from Colorado, two blue states where crime is embraced. Guess what? They're both going to prison for 5 years.
Yeah.
And good, somebody, there's some justice out there, right? And so what do you think of that, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I think it's a wonderful message. And if we could keep that up, in other words, if they don't get in the hands of some judge in Chicago, then we got a good chance of the truth, you know, them being convicted of the truth and suffering for it. The problem is that those judges, I mean, the judges are really bad. I mean, they are. I'm speechless when I see what those judges do, Pastor.
Yeah, well, you know, remember Cohen, Trump's attorney, the one that turned on him?
Yes, yes.
Okay, he came out. Do you remember who the prosecuting attorney was there in New York?
Comey's daughter.
No, no, the one that who also did exactly what she said that Trump did. You know, when she was Latita James. Anyhow, Cohen has come out now and said that he was pressured and he was threatened by her to testify against and to say the things that he said. Hmm. By he's come out now and said he never would have done that had not.
There's a problem with that, Pastor Ernie. Do you actually believe him?
It's kind of hard to believe, isn't it, now?
It's quite possible. I mean, I don't doubt that that could happen, but he's such a liar. He admitted under oath that he lied.
Yeah.
So I can't go by whatever he said. You know, it's very possible it could be true, but he is such a liar. He's really a pathological liar.
Well, you know, here... did you know that Tucker Carlson has said that Israel has a covert mission to trigger the end of the world? What do you think of that?
It's never ending with these people now. Really, Pastor Ernie, they're in their own way, they're as bad as the left now.
Here, Maryland and Arkansas pledges 50. James in Massachusetts pledges 50. Thank you, thank you. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. Or 888-677-9673. Did we talk about here... What happened there in Iran just and recently they hung 1,500 people, public executions. Mm. They killed an additional 7,000 of those that were rioting or anyone who were protesting out in the street. They killed or they shot them dead. And why don't we hear any of that on NBC, ABC, CBS? I didn't hear any of that at all on NBC. Have you, John?
No, but there's sympathizers. There's been parades or protests out in the streets and significant numbers of Muslims and hard left with them. And some of them were crying because the Ayatollah was killed. And they're out there supporting Iran with everything that it's doing to its own people and what it's doing to Israel. I mean, because Iran is the one that's sponsoring and controlling Hezbollah. They were controlling Syria, but the people revolted and overthrew them. They're controlling and funding Hamas and the Houthis down there in Yemen. And they don't care. They don't care, Pastor Ernie. So it is serious. This mindset here is really serious that they are crying because the Ayatollah was killed and he wants the Shia with the Mahdi, they want world control. They want to kill all the Jews. They want to take Jerusalem. They wanted Jerusalem as the caliphate, the center of a caliphate. And they had plans like Hitler. They want to take over the world, Pastor.
What about Mondami's wife? What did she say about the soldiers that were killed?
Oh, she's all for
our soldiers.
American, yeah, our soldiers being killed. Oh, yeah.
She was celebrating, right now, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Right now, that had been on her site for numbers of years.
Yeah, we're going up to a fast break, John. So. We'll be back after this. We're going to hear from Laura Logan when we come back from the break. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. A whole lot more to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.